Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome, everybody, to the eve of the gay day without a gay.
Fantastic.
Day. I think it's day without a gay day. Is that right? And tomorrow there's going to be a massive sick out. And basically what people are going to do tomorrow is call in gay. They don't call in sick. You call in gay.
Yeah.
And if you want more information about that, daywithoutagay.org. Look at that, man. But essentially what it is same-sex marriage advocates plan to call in gay on Wednesday in a protest designed to show Americans how big a part of our daily life and the economy gays and their supporters are. The Internet Organized Project, which is due to go off tomorrow, follows California's passage of anti-same-sex marriage Proposition 8 and urges Day Without a Gay, all the participants to skip work and volunteer in the community. The idea is creating controversy and not a hell of a lot of support so far, or at least they don't think so. Californians struck down the same-sex marriage, remember that Proposition 8 from November 4th. After the vote, there was a lot of protests, a lot of marches, and then they came up with Day Without a Gay, following the Day Without a Mexican, which was, I believe, a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago. And that's when a lot of people remember there were some businesses that were shut down because a lot of the people who were campaigning for immigration rights decided not to go to work. However, as most of us remember, even on Day Without a Mexican, most of the shops were open, and there was no traffic on any of the streets or the freeways. So I don't know what kind of impact this is going to have.
Oh, and Tim?
I'm not sure if the whole town is going to shut down tomorrow. Or if you go to Winchell's and the guy behind the counter is still going to give you your donuts. I don't know. I suspect there'll be a lot of businesses open. Especially in today's economy, it's tough to call in gay. Let's say you go out to dinner tonight, or you're just coming home from dinner right now, and you had a bad meal, you get food poisoning. Don't you have to treat that tonight? And get some of your friends to drag you into work tomorrow, just so everybody doesn't go, hey, I think I missed gay day. Look at that. Randy Wang didn't show up for gay day. Wonder where he is. Why wasn't he here? But I don't know who's going to do this. Maybe you can call us up and we can give the protest one final push here. If you're calling up gay tomorrow, we'd like to hear from you. Or if you're an employer and an employee calls you up tomorrow and says, hey, I'm out gay. What are the ramifications? Do you terminate somebody like that? I don't think you can do that without getting sued. Or maybe you can. I don't know. Do you just let it slide? Do you close the shop down in honor of the gays tomorrow? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, to be honest with everybody, I actually tried to get the day off tomorrow in honor of my gay brothers and sisters out there. I called up Jack Silver, the program director.
Put some headphones on,
and I said to him, I said, hey, listen, we work in a town where there are a lot of gays. I think it would be interesting if we supported them and, you know, some of us took the day off in support of Gay Day. So I left him a message. He wasn't in. He was out at lunch. So I left a message. I said, hey, Jack, it's Conway. I'd like to take the day off tomorrow to support the gays. And I think it'd be, you know, very popular for the station and show that we're all, you know, one here when it comes to gay rights and gay marriage. And went out with my daughter to lunch, came back, and I got a voicemail from Jack Silver, the program director. And I'm not sure if I should play it or not, because I don't. I certainly don't have his permission to play it. Was there any swearing in it?
You know, this one was clean. This is the first one.
I'm sorry?
This one was clean.
I can't hear you.
This one was clean.
I still can't hear you.
Why don't you put on your headphones,
Tim? All right, hold on one sec. I got a button in here I got to fix. Okay, what'd you say?
This one is clean.
Okay, this one is clean.
Jesus Christ.
I couldn't hear you in here. One of these buttons was off.
Put some headphones on, bitch.
All right, please. All right, but anyway, I tried to get out and, you know, and help the gays out there. And I got effed on this thing. And again, I probably shouldn't be playing this. But then again, if I do play it, maybe I get tomorrow off. You know? Maybe a gay suspension. All right. Anyway, again, I called Jack Silver. He was at lunch. Left a message saying, I want the day off. He responded with his own voicemail that went a little something like this. And again, I might get suspended for this, but F it. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. Here we go.
First saved message.
Tim. I mean, honestly, Silver, I just got your message regarding the gay day without a gay thing where you think you're taking the day off because all of a sudden you're gay.
I didn't say I was gay. I said I just wanted the day off. Well, we'll play the whole thing, and then we'll go through it. But it really is. You know, I've been here for 12 effing years. On December 23rd, it'll be 12 years I've been doing this, and I still get yelled at work. 12 years, I'm 45, and I'm still getting yelled at work.
First saved message.
Tim. I mean, honestly, Silver, I just got your message regarding the gay day without a gay thing where you think you're taking the day off because all of a sudden you're gay? No. Read my lips, N-O, no. This is what I recommend. A, read a trade publication, go online, look at the industry, look at the economy. I can't have guys taking a day off. A. B, everyone around this radio station tries to take days off, and I've had an ass full of it. And then lastly, your ex-partner, whether it was his dog dying, his girlfriend leaving him, he had the runs, you know, between the night show, I'm washing my hands. I'm washing my heterosexual hands of all of that. So, to repeat, you ain't gay. I'll see you at work tonight. That's it. God damn it.
To replay, press 4.
Yeah. How about to erase? All right, let's go through this. First of all, I can't believe the level of disrespect that I endure here every day, especially from this man, Jack Silver. I hope he's not listening. I might get more of it tomorrow. But let's break this down, and maybe you can help me figure out why at 45, working for a company for 12 years, I'm still getting yelled at?
First saved message.
Tim. I mean, honestly, Silver, I just got your message regarding the gay day without a gay thing where you think you're taking the day off because all of a sudden you're gay?
That's not what I said. I didn't say I was gay. I said I was supporting the gays. And then he turns it around to all of a sudden I'm gay. I feel you're gay. How about that?
No. Read my lips, N-O, no. This is what I recommend. A, read a trade publication.
How about that flat comment? Read my lips.
Jesus Christ.
No. Read my lips, N-O, no.
What a spin, huh?
This is what I recommend. A, read a trade publication, go online, look at the industry, look at the economy. I can't have guys taking a day off. A. B, everyone around this radio station tries to take days off, and I've had an ass full of it. And then lastly, your ex-partner, whether it was his dog dying.
Now, how come he takes a shot?
I'm going to quit.
I don't know if you can, but I simply just wanted to take a day off to support gay America. And I get lumped in with, Brian Whitman. And why does Brian have to take a shot?
That's mean, Tim. You were mean and rude.
I'm supporting you. It's been 6 months since the guy's been around.
His girlfriend leaving him. He had the runs. You know, between the night show, whether it was his dog dying, his girlfriend leaving him, he had the runs. you know, whether it was his dog dying, his girlfriend leaving
That's
him.
That's mean,
run,
Tim. You were mean and rude.
Whether it was his dog dying, his girlfriend leaving
Why
him.
Why do you
he
keep playing
runs,
that part?
Whether it was his dog dying,
Tim, that's
his girlfriend
not me. That's
leaving
you,
him, he had the runs. Whether it was his dog
Tim,
dying,
I'm,
his girlfriend
I'm,
leaving I, him, he had the runs.
Ah!
Please, the computer's after.
You know, between the night show, I'm washing my hands. I'm washing my heterosexual hands of all of that.
He has to remind us that he's heterosexual.
Yeah.
I think he's protesting too much. Yeah.
So, to repeat, you ain't gay. I'll see you at work tonight. That's it. God damn it.
Jesus
to
Christ.
To replay, press.
I'm a lunatic. It's been 12 years of that lunatic. Oh, man. F it. What can you do? 12 years. Getting hammered like that all the time. I mean, yeah, the money's great. The hours are great. But I don't take that from anybody in my personal life. If I wasn't getting a paycheck, I'd never take that.
Because
I would never
puss.
Tolerate that. And this is the last job I am going to tolerate that. Part of my contract, wherever I work next, even if I worked at a McDonald's serving food, I'm not to be yelled at. I can't stand it. I can't stand when people yell at me. I try not to yell at people. I think I've yelled at Randy once since you've been here.
Yeah, there was one good yell.
Yeah, one good launch because it was because you almost got my wife in trouble for something.
Oh yeah.
And I don't believe in the year that you've been here, I've yelled at you, huh, Gina?
No, I'm probably overdue.
It is interesting, though, if people still tolerate that. I mean, can't you sue your boss for yelling at you nowadays? You can't. You cannot.
Well, these days you could probably sue for some sort of emotional trauma. You're probably right.
I bet you could. Enduring it for 12 years. I remember, you know, Jack Silver, the program director, when he first started the station, he had the regular guys were fired from the station, Larry and Eric, and they're now down in Atlanta. But they had been fired, and I asked Larry to come on our show because I was working with Steckler, and I knew Jack Silver was out of town, so we sort of snuck him in here and did an hour with Larry Wax, and Jack heard about it through a third party. And came in on a Monday morning. Malibu Dan was here. He was working the morning show. And he said to Malibu Dan, what's Conway's phone number? And Dan said, I don't have it with me. He says, where does he live? And he says, well, he literally lives across the street. He goes, let's go. And at 8:45 in the morning, I hear knocking on my door. I mean, I lived within probably a block and a half of the radio station. I was up on the 18th floor. Beautiful apartment, by the way. Only $810 a month. It was great. But I'm sitting in that apartment with just my underwear on. I happen to be up that day. I don't know why. And I'm on the computer, and I hear a knock at the door. I'm like, oh, it's probably the UPS guy, so I don't answer it. And then I hear another knock at the door, and I still don't answer it. And then I look out the little hole there, a little peephole, and I see Malibu Dan. So I open the door, and it's Malibu Dan and Jack Silver.
Hey, buddies.
And Jack Silver comes into my apartment and blasts away with, you mother effer, how dare you, you son of a bitch, I'm not going to tolerate this. And he's yelling at me. And after about 2 minutes, I said, hey, do you realize that I'm standing in my apartment in my underwear, and you're yelling at me? And he sort of then saw the humor in it, and back to the office. And I got a call from Bob Moore, the general manager that day. And Bob called me and said, hey, could you come to my office and see me before you start work tonight? And I seriously thought that was it. It was going to be over. And I go to Bob Moore's office, and I slide in around 4 o'clock. We didn't go on until 7 o'clock back then. I slid in there around 4 o'clock, and he said, sit down for a second. And I did. And he said, by the way, I've told Mr. Silver that it's not CBS policy and wildly inappropriate for the program director to visit the on-air talent and walk into their apartment or their home and yell at them. So he's been told that. Just want to let you know it won't happen again. And I'm like, all right. Very good. And, but since then, man, it's been, I remember Steckler and I said that there was a fake riot in a city here, in a city within the city of Los Angeles, or the county of Los Angeles. Yeah, remember that thing? And we said there was a riot going on. The police department called and said, please don't do that on the air. We said it's a fake riot, but somebody didn't hear the fake part of it. And they got 91 calls to 911 from people who thought there was a real riot going on. And so we were suspended for that for a week. We got a week suspension for
God
that
damn it!
Without pay. And that we understood that. But the yelling and the hostility that I had to endure was worse than you know, the paycheck. I mean, I didn't mind the paycheck. We weren't making that much money. But just getting jammed. I mean, you know, again, with the F you, you know. It's unbelievable. And then we got suspended for something else. Oh, I know what it was. We played something on television. We played the audio of it on the radio. And I got a call the very next day from Mr. Jack Silver, man, swearing away at me again with the F this and F you and how dare you and Jesus Christ. All right, it's an interesting area because it is 2008, and I think people are, especially companies, are very cautious about how they treat their employees because, you know, listen, I'll never sue anybody for anything because I'm not the kind of guy. But, you know, there are some crazy people out there who will sue for anything. You know, you get terminated for cause and they still sue you. But do you tolerate people yelling at you in your job, or are you a manager and you still yell at people? Is that still going on in 2008 in the workplace? Like, yeah, I've got to endure. Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Are you working like as a cook somewhere, a waiter? Perhaps you're working in construction and the boss is still yelling at you? I mean, this happened today. This is December 9th, 2008. And I started the station December 23rd, 1996. 12 years. And yet, this is how I get treated on the phone today.
First saved message.
Tim. I mean, honestly, Silver, I just got your message regarding the gay, day without a gay thing where you think you're taking the day off because all of a sudden you're gay? No. Read my lips, N-O, no. This is what I recommend. A, read a trade publication, go online, look at the industry, look at the economy. I can't have guys taking a day off. A. B, everyone around this radio station tries to take days off, and I've had an ass full of it. And then lastly...
And why do I have to endure that? Why couldn't the man simply call up and said, hey, I understand that you're, you know, doing this for the gay community, and, you know, we're all pretty tight with the gay community. There's not a lot of anti-gay crap going on in the station. He said he could simply have called and said, hey, listen, man, I really wish you wouldn't do that. And we'll work out something for, you know, the gays, or talk about it, or take some calls tomorrow. But let's all try to, you know, show up and get some work done here. All right, buddy, take care. Boom. That's the way it could have been. But nah, I get swearing, and how dare you, and you're Brian Whitman.
Everyone around this radio station tries to take days off, and I've had an ass full of it. And then lastly, your ex-partner, whether it was his dog dying, his girlfriend leaving him, he had the runs. You know, between the night show, I'm washing my hands. I'm washing my heterosexual hands of all of that.
All right, you're irritating!
Right. Hey, Brian, please.
To repeat, you ain't gay, I'll see you at work tonight, that's it.
You know, you remember the last time I took a day off because I was sick? Randy, do you remember the last time I took a day off because I was sick?
I think we all remember what day that was.
What day was it?
Are you talking about St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, right. St. Patrick's Day, right? When is that? March 17th?
Yeah.
Okay. And before that, when's the last time I took a day off because I was sick?
I'd say last October.
Yeah, I think it was the Halloween before you had stomach problems.
Right.
Yeah.
And that Halloween, I actually just took off because, well, wanted to spend a little time with the kid on Halloween.
Well, I thought that was the day after we went to IHOP and you had some bad Mexican chicken.
No, we had the senior chicken.
Yeah, here's the point, you clowns. I take about one sick day a year off. And I called up to support my gay brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
And, you know, for a great cause. And I've got to get hammered like that in the can, so to speak. Oh, ba-boom. Let's talk to Victor in Encino. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hello, Tim.
Hey.
How you doing?
All right.
I was just thinking, you seem pretty upset for putting your boss on blast right now, but I was just thinking maybe your idea is to get yourself suspended for the holidays and spend time with the family.
Jesus Christ.
Can I say something else? Your boss also sounds... Have you seen Tropic Thunder?
I did not see it yet.
He sounds like Tom Cruise.
In Tropic Thunder?
In Tropic Thunder. Just the watered-down version without all the swearing and all that.
In Tropic Thunder, Tom Cruise does play a very Jack Silver-esque character, but it's really a take on Les Moonves.
Oh, is that right? Oh, okay.
Watered-down version of him.
All right, excellent. All right, Victor.
Well, take care.
All right, thank you, Victor. Thank you very much. Now, I'm not going to get suspended or fired. And if I do, you know, it's been 12 great years. All right, please. You know, there's a beginning, a middle of an end, and an end for everything. Brian in Woodland Hills, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, I mean, I yell at people all day long. I got some people that I manage, that I'm a boss for, and I yell at them all day long. I don't think I get any mileage out of it.
What do you do for a living?
I mean, we've got a finance company, and I got a bunch of, you know,
How many people work for you?
I probably got 20, 25 people under me, and you know, I'm a younger guy myself. I'm in my 30s, but I feel like I'm yelling at kids these days all the time.
Yeah, well, I understand yelling at kids, when's the last time a 45-year-old got hammered by his boss?
I mean, I don't know if I'm taking
hammered
to that guy.
Yeah, all right, get out of here, please. It doesn't happen that often. Maybe one of the few guys in corporate America who's 45 and tolerates that. Art and Camarillo, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
What's up, big kid?
Hey, what's up with you, dude?
Hey, man, I used to work at Gelson's Market in Westlake, and I worked in a deli department, and I forgot to make chest bump me.
Let's not use names here. Let's just say the guy works. You work. I don't use his name. I just told you that. That's why you're getting yelled at, because you're a moron. That's why they're yelling at you. God damn it! I'm gonna start yelling at people. Stupid callers. Told this idiot, don't use the guy's name. First thing he did is use the guy's name. God damn it! No wonder you're getting yelled at. There's a reason you're getting yelled at.
You are so friggin' nuts, you don't even know. You're one of the stupidest callers we've ever had.
Mike in Oceanside, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Tim. Hey. You know, you really struck a chord with me, and I wanted to just give you a little intro on this.
All right, now it says here that you work for a particular person. Can you just say you work for a very popular motivational speaker that we all know?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
But before I worked for him, I just wanted to tell you that I worked for an egomaniac. And Tim, I want you to know something. This is not about you, okay? And these egomaniacs, they're drowning swimmers, okay? And a drowning swimmer pushes other people down in order to lift themselves up.
That's a good term. I got to remember that. You're a drowning swimmer.
And believe me, because I've been to the school of seagull management, okay? And that's when you fly in every once in a while, squawk loudly, drop some S, and then fly off.
I gotta remember that, dude. You currently work for this guy, for this big motivational guy?
No, I did for 2.5 years, Tim.
And was he yelling at you?
No, they hire pit bulls to do that.
Oh, I see. Okay. Now, is that part of the motivational thing where people yell at you and break you down, sort of like in the Marines?
No, this company was like a cult. It was divided into two categories, the executive team, which I described their management style, and the rest of the company, which was considered expendable and basically inefficient and whatever, you know?
Right. And this guy makes a ton of money at this, huh?
you know, it's a lot of smoke and mirrors a lot of times with these celebrities. A lot like a lot of celebrities that you know, Tim, that surround themselves with an entourage of, what do they call them?
Yes, man.
There's a sycophants.
Right.
Sycophants. And they're the kind of people that have the biggest effing grin on their face when the person walks in the room. They shamelessly, you know, kiss ass. I find it disgusting. I know.
But you know what? But that's what celebrities do. They surround, and rich people do, they surround themselves with people who don't deliver bad news.
Exactly. And the problem with that is their reality is therefore skewed.
Right.
Because your blind spot is directly proportional to the quality of your relationships and the honesty in those relationships. And if you get a big hawking, piece of dirt on the back of your jacket, you can't see that, and you need other people to tell you that.
Well, I mean, it happens to the presidency a lot. I don't know if you're, how old are you?
43.
So you may remember this. When George Herbert Walker Bush, George W. Bush's dad,
sure,
was running for re-election, and they wanted him to do something like every, you know, a common everyday American would do. So they took him to the supermarket.
Right.
And they were scanning his products, and he had never seen anything like that before. So he's like, wow, is that a new piece of equipment? Is everybody...
new technology.
Yeah, new technology, huh? And meanwhile, that technology had been around for about 10, 15 years where everybody was using it.
Right.
But everyone kept him sheltered. And George Bush, George W. Bush did it, too, when it came to gas prices. Last year, when gas was 280 gallon, one of the guys in the press corps said, what do you think about $4, $5 gallon of gas? And he says, who said that's going to happen? And literally, it happened like 2 months later.
And think about this, Tim. Think about all these politicians. The only affairs that they have to be in their inner circle.
Right. And you know what? The stupidity of some of these guys who are, especially in politics, is outrageous. Did you see what happened today in Chicago?
Yeah.
Where
the governor.
Yeah, the governor of the state of Illinois was arrested this morning at 6:15 in front of his house, in front of the governor's mansion, because he was taking bribes. Essentially what he was doing, and he's going to be charged with a ton of crimes, but essentially what he was doing, he was selling the Senate seat. Barack Obama's Senate seat is up, and the governor was going to take the highest bidder.
Pay for play.
Yeah, and he also got hammered on a bunch of other crap. Taking bribes. They had 100 or so FBI agents listening to all of his phone calls, and they said they've never seen that much corruption in the history of this country.
You know what it is, Tim? It's that one common thread, whether it's the several celebrities or the politicians or the CEOs that are making these millions, it's egotistical mania.
Yeah, I think you're right. All right, Babu, hold on one sec. We're going to send you something. That's a great call. I like that, swimmers who are drowning. All right, a pair of tickets to see Steel Panther at the Key Club, 9039 Sunset Boulevard in West Hollywood. That's Monday, and you can find tickets at keyclub.com. All right, do you tolerate your boss yelling at you, and or are you a boss and you're still yelling at people? What's going on with you guys out there? Joseph in Oxnard, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, man.
How are your feelings doing?
It's not my feelings so much. It's just been 12 years, and I think I'm tired of it.
You need me to come over and just counsel you, just kind of...
I think... How tall are you?
I'm 5'11".
How much do you weigh?
250.
Are you pretty strong?
Yeah, I am.
Can you come over and just hold me?
That's what I want to do.
Yeah. All right, hold on one sec. Give that guy our address. And maybe he can just come over sometime tonight, and I'll just sit in his arms, put my legs around his waist, my arms around his neck, and just cry.
Fantastic!
I just need a guy to hold me. That's what's so great about being a chick is, like, you know, chicks are like, 5'2", 5'3". They go with these big guys, and they could probably get so much comfort in just being held by guys. Last time my dad held me, I think I was probably 7, 8, 9 years old. That's quite a drought, man. Let's talk to Dan in Canoga Park. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
Hey. So, yeah, I just wanted to call and mention something. I just
yesterday, actually, was let go of my job because I needed to call in sick. I was working on a feature as a production assistant, and I had been with them for months while this film was in pre-production. And
had you ever called in sick before?
No, never. I was never late. I was always, you know, never complained about the hours, which are incredibly long.
Right.
And I had never once complained, but, I mean, I was, you know, very sick. I mean, there was just no way I could have come in. Even if I was, I wouldn't have been very productive.
And they fired you.
And not only was I fired, but, I mean, I got an incredibly, like, horrible, horrible voicemail saying how, you know, oh, well, we're dependent upon you and, you know, you're letting us down. We had meetings today, this, that, and the other thing, and just how could you do this and everything. So, I mean, not only am I being fired, I'm also, you know, given, you know, terrible, you know, not exactly encouraging, you know, things.
Right. How old are you?
Well, I just graduated from college back east. I'm 21, and I've only been out in L.A. Since April, so this was actually...
Right. Well, you're 21, you're young, you'll bounce back from that. But, I mean, that's just the way it is. I hate to say that, but when it comes to production assistants, they're not allowed to do anything.
And, I mean, it just seems to me that, I mean, people are acting like, you know, in this industry that they're saving lives. I mean, they're not cops, they're not doctors. I understand that it's, you know, an industry that has a lot of money riding on it, but, I mean... Is that really all it is? Like, I mean, do you run into people in this industry who have their priorities straight?
Oh, yeah.
Or,
no.
You know what I mean?
This industry is filled with people who are decent. And I know, because my father spent his whole life in this industry, and he made a lot of friends who are also very, very decent people. Now, a lot of them happen to be actors from the 60s and 70s, and I can't say that has, you know, continued through the years, that these were very humble people. But back in, you know, the 60s, 70s, actually 70s and early 80s, when you run into actors, they were for the most part, very humble. They were, you know, they're very classy people. And nowadays, a lot of these people who are famous just because they're famous. They're on a reality show. Or they're like a Paris Hilton type. And I still don't know what Paris Hilton is famous for. Her great singing, her great dancing, her acting ability.
And her poo nanny.
Her art. She's a dancer. I don't know what she is. I still can't. I mean, nobody can really define, you know, why somebody like that is famous. I mean, Paris Hilton is a very famous person. Very famous throughout the world. But you ask 20 people why, and you're going to get 20 different answers. You ask 20 people why Jerry Seinfeld is famous, and they'll say he's a comic. He's a very funny comic. You can define what he does. Tom Cruise, one of the best actors in the world. You can define what he does. But a lot of these other people, you can't. And I think that, and especially like these American Idol people, they go from nobodies working in a diner to selling millions of albums overnight. The ones who win or come in second or third place, and it goes to their head. All of a sudden, when you start believing that what people print about you, what people write about you, it's over. Whether it's good or bad, when you read a review of your play or your movie or your TV show, or in this case, a radio show, and you start believing what people are writing about you, it's over.
That's mean, Tim.
Either way.
You were mean and rude.
If it's positive or if it's negative, when like somebody has a bad review of your movie and you take it personally, it's the beginning of the end. Or if somebody says you're the world's greatest actor and you believe that, that's the beginning of the end as well. But I don't know. I guess maybe motivation comes from yelling. When you yell at somebody, maybe they're motivated. But I'm getting hammered going to my 12th year here at the station. And sort of a little payback is that I do play it on the air. So you can sort of see what I endure and the crazies that are in this business. And I get yelled at for playing stuff like this on the air, but it's worth it because we have an hour here that we're talking about crazy people. And I might get yelled at for another 5 minutes tomorrow for playing this on the air. Maybe not. Who knows? But it's worth it for you to hear what's going on like the behind the scenes of the radio station here.
God damn it.
I imagine that's the way he gets up every day.
God damn it.
Hey, Jack, it's time to get up. Get up. You got to go to work.
God damn it.
All right, let's talk to, I don't know, Kimberly and Corona. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey.
Hey.
I have a boss from hell at times.
Oh, thanks for the updated reference. what do you do for a living?
I work in retail.
Oh, you do? And what do you sell without naming the store?
Hardware.
Hardware. Okay. We could probably guess. All right. Now, you have a boss. It's a man or a woman?
Actually, I have two. One's a man, one's a woman, and both of them can be really uptight and mean.
And how often do they yell at you?
One of them, almost on a daily basis, tells me that I'm not doing my job right, and they...
What is your job?
I'm a cashier.
Okay. Do you wear a vest?
Yep.
Like an apron?
Yep.
Is it blue or orange?
That I can't say.
Just trying to figure out if it's Lowe's or Home Depot. I'm going to go with HD. All right. All right. So you're at work, and you're getting yelled at, and you're a cashier.
Oh, yeah.
Now, do you operate the self-service cashier?
Actually, no. I work returns and sometimes just, like, the frontline area.
Oh,
where
returns has got to be the worst. I don't know how you deal with those people all day. How much do you make an hour?
Not enough.
How much do you make? You making 10 an hour?
Nine
an hour. Cha-ching! At 9 an hour, you shouldn't be yelled at.
Oh, no. My husband hates it.
Yeah. You got it. Can you find another job?
Actually, I've been looking for one. I'm also a certified EMT.
Oh, that's the business to get into. Get in an ambulance.
They don't pay that much either.
Yeah, they're paying, like, what, 18 an hour, right?
No, they start you out at minimum wage.
What, an EMT?
Mm-hmm.
I've been an
EMT for almost 6 years.
And when you go to somebody's house and you revive them, they're having a heart attack and you got yourself a defibrillator, I think that's what they're called, mm-hmm. and you revive that person, you're getting like $5 an hour?
When I ended my last job as an EMT, I left at 11 even.
Jesus Christ.
I started out at $7.50.
You know, that is one of the most tragic money to job ratios in the world. You guys roll up on an accident scene and you save somebody's life and you're literally getting, you know, $6 to $10, maybe $12 an hour.
Yeah, my husband makes more than I do.
Where is the outrage over the people, the guys who drive ambulance and are, you know, the EMTs, they're making, you know, jackass.
Well, your paramedics make more than your EMTs. Hands down, they do.
Yeah, I understand that. You mean the guys who work for the fire department?
Actually, I worked on a unit which was half EMT, half paramedic. The EMT drives no matter what, and your paramedic is the one that's in the back of the unit with a patient.
Right. That's the business to get back into. You know, you're out working in the field. Every call is new and different. You can always go work at a hardware store as a cashier as a fallback position, but you should keep – how old are you?
22.
Kimberly, you got to keep, striving for those dreams. You can't let it go now and be a cashier at, a hardware store.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get out there, baby.
I'm looking into it. I just don't know if any of the real good companies down here in LA area.
Well, you'll find something, but you can't settle now. I mean, you're only 22 years old. You in decent shape? All right, well, then, get yourself back in that ambulance. A lot of times the ambulance, you know, service fires people because the chicks get too fat to get in the ambulance.
Yeah, pretty much.
Did that ever happen to you?
Actually, no. I left on good standings only because of an accident that I came up on was somebody I knew.
Oh, Jesus. And that's why you quit?
Mm-hmm.
Who was the person?
My now ex-husband.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. So you roll up on an accident, and your current husband is in the car dying.
Yeah. And we're not, you're not allowed to work on any family members at all. You have to call for another unit.
Why? Is that a formal or unwritten law, or unwritten rule?
It's half and half due to they don't think you can emotionally stay together to work on a family member.
Did your husband make it?
Yeah. That's why he's the ex now.
Was he in serious condition?
No, but he totaled my car.
Oh, so you're just pissed at him.
Actually, I wasn't mad. I was more frustrated and scared that something had happened to him.
And you couldn't help him out?
Yep.
Oh, that's outrageous.
God damn it.
Yeah, no, that's weird, huh, Jack? All right, hold on one sec. We're going to give you tickets here. Take your mind off that crazy life you got going. You're only 22 years old. You live the life of craziness. Perry, tickets to see X performing with the New York Dolls. What a night. At Club Nokia, L.A. Live. And that's Saturday, December 20th. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Get out there, see X and the New York Dolls, and enjoy yourself. All right, does your boss still yell at you? Or if you're a boss, do you still yell at employees? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Junior here in Arcadia. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
All right, what's up with you?
Yeah, I work for this company. You know, I'm a driver, and it's a small company. It's my boss, his brother, and three of us in the back. And we're all three of us are drivers. Now, the guy that yells at me is not actually my boss, because my boss is, like, real cool people. And he's really easy to get along with. It's his brother.
Hey, wait, his brother yells at you?
Yeah. Now, he only yells at me out of the other, out of us three. You know, and mainly I think it's because...
What does he say to you?
God damn it. Exactly. No, seriously, that. And why didn't you do this right, and why didn't you do it this way, and... How come this and how come that and F this and God? He's like, I gotta go talk to my brother. But what's funny is when I go talk to my boss, his brother, he's like, I know. He's like, I see it your way, but he's my brother. And what's funny is these guys are in their late 40s, but his brother actually runs to his mom and tell him what's happening because she's the actual owner of the business.
Wait, she's the owner of the construction business?
No. I don't want to say what it is, what company it is, because
you don't know.
But it's a company where I drive, and I sometimes go and pick up cars.
Oh, I see. So you repo.
Something like that.
Right. Okay.
But the mom's actually the owner of the business. The brother, her kids just run it.
Oh, I see. Okay. How many trucks are there?
It's the ones we drive plus 3 months, so it's about 7 total.
Wow.
But what's funny is he'll run to his mom and tell him what's going on and this and that, and my boss will have to go over there and tell him and explain to her what's really going on.
How much you making an hour?
Right now I'm making 15.
All right, well then you got to sort of take it because it's tough to get a $15 an hour job right now.
But see, too, I think it has a lot to do with the other two guys. They're in their late 40s, too, and I'm the only one that's 25.
Oh, you see, they're yelling at the young guy.
I'm the youngest one there, yeah.
Can you kick that guy's ass who's yelling at you?
It's not that I would want to because, I could, but you see, the thing is, too, he's I don't want to say this because it'll probably get away, but...
God damn it.
Exactly. But, I don't take it. I'll actually fire back. The other two guys, the older guys that I work with...
Good for you.
They'll sit there and take it. And put their head down and this, and I'm like, you know what? You can't talk to me this way, dude. Come on, now. I'm not in the web bag that's working for $2 an hour or something.
All right.
You know?
Yeah, you're not gonna take
it's like,
it, man.
Come on, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
And he gets mad because I'll talk back to him. He likes for people just to sit there and take it.
Right. That's not
like,
you.
Yeah, and like one of your other calls was saying, he's like one of those swimmers, you know?
Yeah, swimmers drowning.
Yeah, there you go. He's exactly like that.
Yeah. It's an interesting term. I never heard that term before tonight.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, though. If you think about all the people who yell at you, they all fall into that category. There are swimmers who are drowning.
Yeah.
There are guys that are trying to get ahead. They really don't, and they see themselves, like, sort of slipping backwards.
Yeah.
All right, Junior, you're a major stud, buddy. Thanks for calling. I hope that doesn't happen anymore, man.
Hey, man. Thanks a lot.
All right. Take care of yourself. There he goes. Everybody's getting yelled at. Look at that, man. 520-9710 and 888- 520-9710.
God damn it.
Hey, Easy, easy. Let's talk to James in Thousand Oaks. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Conway.
Hey.
How you doing?
All right, man.
First off, I just want to say the name of Jack Silver sounds like a pirate. And
God, damn it.
He's the pirate of happiness and fun. He sucks it all up and steals it right underneath you.
You know what's really weird, though, is I have a different relationship with him. You remember the cartoon where, who was it? Was it the sheepdog and the coyote?
Yeah.
Where, you know, they'd be best of friends and then they'd clock in and chase each other for all day and then clock out afterwards and still be best of friends. Like, you know, I go to his house. We watch the fight over his house on Saturday. And occasionally play golf and go out to bars and drink and stuff like that.
Can't we all just get a ball?
And when we're not at the station, we never talk about the station. Not a single time I'm sitting at his house talking about, or he was ever at my house. We go to the racetrack, go to Dodger games, stuff like that. But we never talk about work, ever. And I can't remember the last time I, you know, went to Santa Anita or went to his house for boxing, whatever, and we discussed the radio business. Just never.
God. Damn.
But as soon as, as soon as he clocks in here and I clock in here, it's gloves off, you know? Let's roll around. All right, so what's up? You quit your job?
No, I work for a major wireless retailer.
All right.
But it happens to be a ma-pa retail store, and so therefore there's only me and the owner. And in the past month, he's fired me 4 times and rehired me 4 times.
It's like somebody in here that... Jesus Christ.
It's like a George Steinbrenner.
It's terrible.
How does he fire you? Yell at you?
Well, I have a certain quota that I have to meet, and right. I do meet it, but because I don't go above and beyond, he goes crazy.
Oh, I see. Okay, what's the quota?
It's about 30 activations and 50 upgrades every month.
Every month you got to do that?
Every month.
Jesus Christ, that seems like a lot.
It's a pretty hefty amount.
But, I mean, you have no control. I mean, you know, some days there might be 6 people that walk through the door. Sometimes there's 60.
Exactly. And everybody needs a phone, so it's not something I really have to sell.
Hey, do you have a store that's in and of, like, in and of itself, or are you in a mall in like a kiosk?
It's in a strip mall.
All right, but you're not in the mall with one of those little like tents.
No, thank God.
Yeah. You know what? Those are the most irritating guys in the world.
They can't. It's like as if I was in Tijuana, where you just walk down the main street and everyone's shouting at you to come on in. Like,
but you know what? You never get a shout like that from Macy's or Sears or Foot Locker or California Peach Kitchen or the Disney Store. It's those morons who are in these kiosks who are, you know, making shopping and, you know, an unpleasant experience.
Absolutely. And then they sell you. Yeah.
Then they yell at you. What kind of phone do you have? And like, I got a Sprint phone. He goes, well, can I ask you a question? I'm like, I'm here with my daughter. What do you want? I told you, I got a Sprint phone. I'm happy with it. I'm not going to do any business. Yeah. Yeah, you're right, though. It is like being in Mexico where people like are attacking you. All right, James, thank you for calling, buddy. I'm sorry, dude. If that's got to be a tough way to go through life, getting fired 4 times and rehired 4 times. It's crazy.
God damn it.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Edgar in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
What's going on, man?
Hey.
Yeah, I'm a bridge builder, and I'm in the Carpenters Union right now. Coming up in the Carpenters Union, I worked for a lot of pricks. My first boss, when I rolled up onto the job, I was an apprentice. I was 19 years old, and I walked up to the job, and I went up to the guy. I'm like, how you doing? My name's Edgar. I'm your new apprentice. And he goes, how do you spell apprentice? I'm thinking it's a trick question. I'm all, are you serious? He goes, yeah. How do you spell it? I'm all, A-P-P's all, no. S-L-A-V-E. That is what you are. You do what I say when I say.
Oh, man.
And he went off. But I went through my whole apprenticeship program working for guys like this.
Right.
And
well, you know, that's sort of like, I understand that a little because that's sort of like a fraternity.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. Yeah.
And they're just hazing you.
Well, yeah, in a way, yeah, but they want to see if you're tough and coming. It's a pretty hardcore job.
Well, it's got to be. I mean, it's probably one of the most difficult jobs you can do, especially in a big city like this. For instance, like what job are you working on right now? What bridge are you working on?
I'm in Buena Park right now. I'm working on the 5 widening project.
All right. Do you have any say? I mean, do you know you can get a hold of like high ups in Caltrans, right?
No, not really. We only deal with Caltrans, the engineers.
Oh, I see.
Can you
pass along a message from me to the Caltrans engineers?
Absolutely.
Can you please tell them to step on it with the widening of the 405?
That's going to take about 10, 15 years, buddy.
But it's already taken 15 years.
Well, the population is just going too fast to keep up.
Let's work 24 hours a day.
They are.
No, they're not. They ain't. Well, I pass a lot of dead equipment out there, man. Get these guys rolling out there. And tell those guys in Burbank to fix that 134, those off-ramps around Pass, too. Tired of passing that and nobody's working.
Actually, that's my next project. I'm going over there on that big bridge coming out, going over San Fernando and the 134.
Oh, that's going to be a huge project.
Yeah, that's going to DreamWorks and Disney only. That's their exit.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. They pay for it?
What's that?
Did they pay for it?
I'm not exactly sure where the money's coming from, but...
Like, I know when Universal put their off-ramp and their bridge, they had to pay for it.
Probably. Then that might be where that money's coming from.
Jesus, what a nice, route for them.
Right, yeah. Right.
All right, well, good luck, man.
All right.
You're a big stud, dude.
Thanks, man.
All right, take care. There he goes. That's a real goddamn guy. Isn't that right, Jack?
God damn it.
Yeah. Guy's building bridges for a living. You know, that's a cool job because, you know, when you retire... You know, I can't say to Sophia, hey, look what Dad did for a living. Because it won't exist anymore.
Jesus Christ.
But he can take his kids and his grandkids that bridge and go, hey, Grandpa built that thing. That's pretty cool. You know, totally respect that guy. Lee in Panorama, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you, sir?
Timmy Miguel.
Hey.
How's it going, buddy?
All right, man.
All right, check this out, man. My boss, he's a foreigner. And, you know, they have the tendency to raise their voices a lot. And when I got hired, he asked me why I couldn't have a job. I said, because my boss hollered at me. I'm grown. You don't holler at the grown person. So he said, don't worry about it. I'd never do that.
Right.
So as it goes on, I get a call. Runs off. I say, man, lower your voice. Lower your voice. He kept hollering. I say, you keep hollering, I will hang up on you.
Right.
I hung up on him. He calls me back. Did you hang up on me? Evidently, I told you don't holler at me. I'm not your wife or your child. And so he goes back. It's so funny because I just tell him, shut up, lower your voice, man. I'm going to hang up on you.
God.
He told me, he said, nobody in ever has hung up on me. Not God, my mother. I said, well, God and my mother never hollered at me, so we're even.
Did you quit after that?
No, I've been there for longer than anybody.
That's great. What do you do for
a living? I'm a limo driver, man.
Oh, limo driver.
Yeah.
A lot of time. How long have you been driving?
10 years.
Wow.
I've even had to tell some of my pastors to chill, man. These people, just because they rent a limo, they think they bought a slave or something. I had one lady tell me, now, you do everything I tell you to do.
Right.
I said, lady, I think you got in the wrong car. I don't do half the things my boss tell me to do. You must be crazy. I put her and a friend out a block away from their destination at the end of the night because they acted all crazy and drunk. I'm a professional babysitter for drunks, man. I swear to God. It's funny. People say, yeah, I bet you got a lot of stories.
I bet you do, huh?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Hey, come in here some night and tell those stories.
I drive some very important people too. Some very cool people.
You tell the stories?
Huh?
You tell the stories?
Yeah, I tell stories, but I won't tell about them.
All right.
But they're very good people. I drive the Maloofs. Real cool.
The guys who own the Sacramento basketball.
My boys. They're beating the Lakers right now.
I wouldn't. Not by much. Only by 2 points.
I'll come down there one night.
Yeah, all right, hold on one sec. Hey, Gino, let's get that guy in here. That guy's hysterical, man. Been driving for 10 years. Doesn't take an S from anybody. All right, now, folks, if you're wondering why we didn't play any spots in this hour, no commercials, we're trying a new thing here where I just actually put the products into the conversation, and perhaps you've noticed, perhaps you didn't notice, but they're trying a new thing called product placement here. Where we don't play whole spots, but throughout the hour, I told you about the companies in pretty good detail of who they are and what they do. So it might be a new way to go. It's like sort of an experiment we do this 1 hour, and then we'll decide after the first year whether it works. All right, we're going to do the news with Gina Grad at 9 o'clock. Gina, what's going on with that news?
Well, Obama has Oprah to thank for his new promotion, and celebrities have upped the ante on strange baby names. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
All right, everybody. You're listening to the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
More shows like this at 97.1 FMTalk.com.